So Krishna is saying to Arjuna, even if there is no soul and life has come from chemicals, still you should...
Krishna 对 Arjuna 说，即便没有灵魂，或者你认为灵魂是物质的，仍然你应该去作战。
Because if we're only chemicals, why should you worry about killing some chemicals?
如果我们只是化学物质做的话，那你为什么要为化学物质而担心呢？
Yeah, there's so many other chemicals. Why you worry about killing one bag of chemicals?
有很多其他的那些化学物质，为什么你只要担心杀死这一口袋的化学物质呢？
So this is Krishna argue. You see how Krishna is such an expert teacher. He's looking at all sides.
你们可以看到 Krishna 是如此专业的一位老师，他照顾到了方方面面。
To describe the soul was not an easy thing.
要描述灵魂可不是一件容易的事情。
So Krishna had to do it in a very clever way. He described what the soul is not.
Krishna 就以各种一种非常聪明的方式，也就是说，他描述什么不是灵魂。
He says the soul doesn't take birth. It doesn't die.
他说灵魂不出生，不死亡。
You can't cut it. You can't burn it.
你不能够把它砍碎，不能够烧了它。
You can't do this. You can't do that.
你不能做这个，不能做那个。
Because he wants us to understand.This, what is the soul?
因为他想让我明白到灵魂是什么。
Because when we tell people 灵魂，他们说灵魂是什么？
因为当我们问人们灵魂，就是给人们讲灵魂的时候，他们会问灵魂是什么？
Very hard to understand the soul.
要理解灵魂是很困难的。
So Krishna is taking away all our material ideas of what is the soul.
Krishna 现在就把我们所有关于灵魂是什么的物质概念全都去除。
It's not like that. It's not that. You can't do that.
不是那样子，不是这样子，你不能那么做。
And now he's saying, even if there's no soul, or if the soul, the life in the body comes from chemicals, then still you have to fight Arjuna.
那现在说呢，即便没有灵魂，即便我们是由这个物质这种化学元素组成的，Arjuna，你仍然要去作战。
So this way, Krishna is presenting the Buddhist Vada, the Buddhist philosophy.
这样 Krishna 就在呈现 Buddha Vada, 也就是说佛教徒的哲学。
In the next verse, Krishna will present Karma Vada.
在下一个世界之中 ,Krishna 要呈现的是 Karma Vada.
The philosophy of Karma.
也就是 Karma 的哲学。
Krishna is looking at all the different possible angles.
Krishna 在从所有可能的角度谈论这件事情。
Because he doesn't want there to be any doubt.
因为他不想让 Arjuna 留下任何的疑问。
Nobody can say, but what if?
这样就不会有人说，如果怎么样，怎么怎么样，就怎么怎么样。
Krishna's covering everything.
Krishna 覆盖了所有的一切方面。
The next verse is describing karma. The philosophy of karma is...If I do my work nicely, I will get good results.
那么下一个世界之中，他讲的就是 karma。这 karma 的哲学就是说，如果我好好的做我自己的职责，我就会得到好结果。
We're also everyone is suffering and enjoying according to their karma.
我们每一个人也都根据自己的 karma 在享乐或者遭受痛苦。
But this is a dangerous philosophy.
但这却是一种危险的哲学。
Because it takes away the.Opportunity to do devotional service.
因为这剥夺了人做奉献服务的权利。
People say, "Oh, I'm a good person. I'm not doing any harm to anyone. Why do I need to be a devotee?"
人们就会说，我是一个好人，我做的都是好事，我有什么必要成为奉献者呢
？Yeah, why should I worship Krishna? I'm following all the rules. I'm not doing any wrong.
我为什么要去崇拜 Krishna 呢？我在追随所有的规则，我也没做什么错事。
So I will enjoy my karma.
因此我会享受我的 karma.
You see, this makes people this is the idea of karma that we will enjoy material pleasure.
这就是 karma 的想法 ，karma 的概念，我们会享受物质的快乐。
No need to be a devotee.
没有必要成为奉献者。
People always want to find some way, some excuse why they shouldn't be a devotee.
人们一直想找到某种方式，找到某种借口，为什么他们可以不用成为奉献者
？But even people may follow their karma, they may do good karma, still they may not get good results.
但仍然，如果人们追随 karma, 他们有好 karma 的话，他们还是可以有不好的结果的。
In the Krishna book, you can read how even Krishna at one point preached this philosophy.
在《Krishna 至尊人格守身》这本书里，你们可以看到有一个时刻 ，Krishna 都在传播这种哲学。
Krishna was telling his father Nanda Maharaj.
Krishna 告诉他的父亲 Nanda Maharaj.
He said, "No need to worship Indra."
他说没必要崇拜 Indra.
He said, "Just worship the cows and the brahmanas in Govardhan Hill."
只要崇拜母牛Brahmana 还有 Govardhan 山就行了。
And then he said, "You're doing good. You won't have any bad result."
他说你在做好事，所以不会有坏结果。
But Prabhupada says.Sometimes a person may have operation.
但帕帕说有的时候一个人可能会做手术。
You pay a lot of money, you get the best doctor.
你付很多的钱得到最好的医生。
Still the patient may die.
仍然这个病人会死。
Even though you have a good doctor, doesn't mean the doctor can save you from death.
即便你有一个好医生，但这并不意味着医生就一定能够把你拯救于死亡。
Sometimes the parents, the mother and father, they willtry to raise their child as best as they can to be very good.
有的时候这个家长也就是说父母双方会尽他们最大的可能来抚养这个孩子。
But the child may grow up to be different, bad.
可是这个孩子可能会长成一个坏人。
Not the way the mother and father want.
不是父亲或者母亲想要的那种样子。
Because there's some higher authority than just karma.
因为有比 karma 更高的权威。
And that is Krishna.
那就是 Krishna.
Karma is not supreme.
Karma 并不是至高无上的。
Karma is only one part, one aspect of life.
Karma 只是生活中的一部分，一个方面而已。
But there's also the supreme sanction of Krishna.
但仍然还有 Krishna 的至高无上的许可。
So this verse is describing only karma, the philosophy of karma, that we will, if we do good work, we'll get good result.
这个时节讲的仅仅是 karma 哲学，那就是如果我们做好事，我们就有好结果。
Yeah, do your duty, Arjuna.
Arjuna, 做你的职责吧。
And you know, you'll be no sinful react.
这样你知道你就不会有什么罪恶反应了。
Then takes 28.
那么接着第二十八时节。
Krishna comes up with another philosophy.
Krishna 提出另外一个哲学。
He talks about what if everything comes from nothing.
那么 Krishna 说，如果说所有的一切都是从无中生有的，怎么样？
He said, yeah, if everything's unmanifested, then it comes into being, then it's unmanifested again later.
那么所有的一切本来是不展示的，然后开始展示，以后又进入不展示。
Yeah, sometimes people have this idea, you know, everything comes from nothing.
有的时候人们会有这种想法，就是认为一切是无中生有的。
So all this world, this is only just illusion, and in the future there'll be nothing.
整个这个世界都是幻象，将来呢，一切都不会存在。
So this is the voidist idea.
这就是虚无主义的想法。
Prabhupada gives the example. He says, just like if you have some vacant land, there's nothing on the land, then you build a house there.
帕帕举例说，如果你有一块空地，空地上什么都没有，你在上面盖一座房子。
And then you, after some time, then you break the house again.
过一阵子，你又把那个房子拆了。
And that way, then the land again becomes vacant.
那么再一次这块地又成空的了。
So in the same way, the body comes into existence, then it's finished, again comes back to nothing.
同样道理的，这个躯体存在一阵子，然后这个躯体毁灭，又什么都没有了。
So Krishna says, if everything has come from nothing, then why should you worry about killing people?
Krishna 说，如果一切都是无中生有的话，那么你为什么要为杀戮人而担心呢？
Because your soul's not going to take birth again anyway.
因为无论如何，你的灵魂都不会再投生了。
So you don't have to worry about sinful reactions.
所以就没有必要担心罪恶反应了。
So in this way, Krishna is countering all different possible angles by which Arjuna may be thinking not to fight.
这样 Krishna 他就涵盖了所有 Arjuna 可能想到的一切不去作战的角度，一切方面。
Because initially, up to verse 25, Krishna was explaining according to scripture.
因为在起先一直到第二十五世节为止 ，Krishna 一直是按照经典在讲话。
But now he's presenting other angles, other philosophies.
但现在 Krishna 在呈现其他的角度，在呈现其他哲学。
Material ways of understanding.
也就是物质的理解方式。
And in every way, Krishna explains, you have to fight, you have to do your duty.
而不论按照哪一种方式 Krishna 都说你要去作战，你要履行你的职责。